the book Hebrews, part 238. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require help, my books which I've written, especially the book Israel's Rapture, as I said many a times, which were part of my doctoral degree, which is relevant for the time that we are living in and the things that's happening in Israel and right now and around the world. Or have a question maybe, or want to share something, please go to my website. You can first contact me at my WhatsApp. It's +27 international code 0722-367124. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. All small letters continuously, you can see it on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. Please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the other studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Please send this link to your friends and families, for everyone that's dear to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. Always such a pleasure to be part of this study, this revelation word. People throughout the world studying the word every day of their lives. Yahwist, full-blooded Yahwist. No more Catholics, no more Protestants, no more Charismas. They are Yahwist. Now we continue now. Yesterday we spoke about 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, where he says that we don't function through sight. We don't function through sight, but we function through faith. The word says, it says, we walk by faith and not by sight. It's not what we see and what we can touch, what we can smell and what we wear and what we drive and where we stay. It's not that. And like I said yesterday, when I was spoke about the curtain, which was death. You know what? The fact that Yahushua returned from the grave, from death. He's the first Elohim that ever rose from dead. Not Muhammad, not Allah, not Buddha, not Vishnu, not Satan. Nobody. No, you name the God. They haven't returned from death. Not one of them. But Yahushua did. Yahushua did. And that makes us our religion far above any other religion. Because some of their gods just sit there and just look straight forward, never blink an eye. And people, through tradition and culture, worship these concrete gods, idols, Baals. But to us as Yahwist, we function in the revelation word. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:8 says, we are confident. We are confident. We don't hum and haw. We are not looking around. We don't perform uninsure. Look, we're not sure what's going to happen. What's the next thing to happen? No. We know the scriptures. We know the word. We function by faith. That which through Yahushua, have provided for us as Yahwist. Faith. And faith is that which will carry us through in time of persecution. Faith is that will carry us through in time of sickness and in need and in worries. The Bible says sometimes we don't know what to pray. We might not know what to pray, but we know how to pray. And this is what faith is. Faith gives us the assurance that our prayers just don't just hit the ceiling of the studio, but it goes through. Now I'm doing this, but in essence, it's not what happens. Because the Bible says our bodies is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. Yahweh our Elohim does not live in temples made with hands. And that's why he allowed the temple to be broken down 70 AY after Yahushua. Emperor Titus broke it down. He burned the temple down, every stone. He broke the walls of Jerusalem down. He took the Israelites into captivity, the couple that could still travel as slaves into the world. Why? If he had a desire, if Yahweh our Elohim was so focused on the temple, he would have never allowed them to break a temple down. But his word says that we, our bodies, is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. Our bodies is where Yahweh our Elohim lives and dwells in. And the Ruach HaKodesh up here. Our soul's dimension. Father Yahweh and Yahushua wants to live in us. He doesn't want to live in a brick temple that was made with brick and gold and different woods. He wants to live in us. Apostle Paul said, we are confident. We as the bride of Yahushua are confident. Then he says, I, Apostle Paul, say, and willing rather to be present from the body. To be present from the body of the flesh. And be present with Yahushua. So we are present in two forms. As we are continuing with this study this morning, breaking the bread of life, drinking from the fountain of living waters, being in the presence of the Ruach HaKodesh. Well, being in the presence of Yahweh our Elohim in the Ruach. We are present in this body. Now, what does it mean, this flesh, this flesh? It means that we have an obligation to walk by faith. Why? Because we are functioning in the flesh. We are not angels or anything. We are fleshly and humanly people. But with the obligation to walk in the Spirit or the Ruach HaKodesh daily. It's not something that happens seasonally or weekly or monthly, daily, hourly, secondly. We need to function in the Ruach HaKodesh in order to hear when He speaks to us, when He warns us, when He guides us, when He teaches us. Who? The Ruach HaKodesh. So, in this modern age, 2025, we are present in this body. Yahweh wants us to be present in the body today. Why? Because if we were dead, if we died yesterday, we've run the race. We tried to achieve what we could to the best of our ability. But we cannot now reach the sinner and be an evangelist anymore. Because we are present with Yahushua. But through the Ruach HaKodesh, Father, Yahweh, our Elohim, has provided for us, while we are present in this body, through the faith in Yahushua, and the power of the Ruach HaKodesh, we function in this fleshly body as if we are present with Yahushua. Why? Because He lives within us. How easy is that? It sounds very complicated, but it's as easy as understanding that this body is only a taxi. What does a taxi do? It takes you from one point to another place. And that's all what this flesh is doing. It's moving the Ruach HaKodesh, this temple body made by flesh, which is spirit, around. To be where Father Yahweh wants us to be, in order to be active in the kingdom of Yahushua, winning souls for His kingdom, bringing in the harvest in the time that we are living today. We are so grateful. I am so grateful that I have the opportunity in this modern age to firstly being grateful, being allowed to partake in this supernatural revelation word of Yahweh our Elohim. Being a full-blooded Yahwist. Not lingering on any church traditions and conveyances of different church laws. And be bound by their teachings, where Yahushua has set us free. We are free, we are delivered by the blood of Yahushua. He brought us out from underneath 613 church laws, the laws of Moses, Hebrews 7, verse 18. Because of the unprofitableness of it. Unprofitable. There's no more profit in it. It doesn't function. It doesn't work. It's redundant. But here I sit in this studio, experiencing the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. Knowing that Father Yahweh is dealing with us as Yahwist, feeding us with the bread of life every day. Through this Bible studies and all the other studies as well. Whether it's English or Afrikaans, doesn't matter. Feeding us with the bread of life and the waters of life. Making us fountains of living water springing up. Having the answers for a lost world, for people seeking for direction. Isn't that wonderful? That Father, through the Ruach HaKodesh, gave us a mandate to preach the gospel of salvation unto a lost world. And that's why sometimes a lot of church people won't like the teachings and the preachings that I'm doing. I don't care. I have a mandate that says, preach this gospel unto a lost world. This was given to the apostles more than 2,000 years ago. But in my ministry, in our ministry, we have a mandate to preach the supernatural revelation word as it is written. And we have an obligation, because the word says, and I'm going to read verse 8, we are confident, I, Apostle Paul, say, and willing rather to be absent from this body. We want to be out of this body. We don't want to be here. But as long as we have something to do for the kingdom of Yahweh, as long as we are instruments willing to work and do the work of an evangelist, and then we will be present with Yahushua. Although we function through the Ruach HaKodesh every day, we know that Yahushua is present in our lives. It's not something that's going to happen when I die. Daily we walk in righteousness, in faith, and in holiness, in the revelation name, the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. Hallelujah. Maranatha's coming back again. Let it be.